ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सुलंग। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शक्तिपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजमुरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनतन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता शिवशाखान्वितांश्च। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सुलंग हरे कृष्ण हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। रामनंद्री। So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you very much for attending our Hare Krishna festival here in Rasipuram this evening. We have come to speak to you about Krishna. And the subject of tonight's talk is that Krishna is real. Krishna is in everyone's heart. He is inside and outside of everything. Nothing can exist without Krishna. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridyeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantrarudhani mayaya. We are all eternal jivas. We are presently in a human body. We have had many bodies previously. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Again and again we're born, again and again we die. This is all going on under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is within everyone's heart. And who gives everyone different kinds of bodies according to their karmic reactions. And that Supreme Personality of Godhead who is directing everything is Krishna. Now many people will say there is no God. Previously in India it was not common for people to say that there is no God. Previously, almost everybody understood that there is God who we have to pray to. But especially in Tamil Nadu, some atheists and demons have vigorously promoted that there is no God. And everywhere, all over the world, there are theists and atheists. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Dvo bhuto sargo lokesmin daiva asura evacha. All over the universe there are two kinds of people. They are the devas, the godly people, and the asuras, the ungodly people. So I presume that you are all godly people, because generally the ungodly people do not like to come to programs like this. So I won't go into detail. I presume that you all accept that there is God. However, there is much confusion over who is God. What is the nature of God? Some people say that everyone is God. That sounds almost as foolish as saying there's no God. To say there is no God is foolish. Even if a big scientist says there's no God, still he's foolish. Someone may be a big scientist, but if he says that Rasipuram is the capital of India, he's wrong. So someone may be a big scientist and say there is no God, but they're wrong, and that to be wrong is foolish. So to say that everyone is God is also wrong, because God means the supreme, and everyone cannot be supreme. Supreme means above everyone else. To say that we are part of God, that is acceptable. As we just heard in the Bhagavad Gita chanting, one of the verses that was just chanted was Mamaivangsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. Krishna says that all living beings are part of me. But elsewhere in Gita, Krishna says, Matav parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. O Arjuna, there is no entity superior to me. So to say that everyone is God is a roundabout way of saying there's no God. Because if we say everyone is God, that means actually no one is supreme. If we say everyone is supreme, they're all on the same level. So there are various theories which deny God, or they indirectly deny the existence of God. Or they will deny that Krishna is God. God God means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Person. That is the point. But some people say that, well, all right, Krishna is a person, but higher than Krishna is some non-personal, unmanifested Supreme. You've probably heard ideas like this. But again, in Gita, Krishna says, "Matath parataram na anyat," there is no truth superior to me. And the idea that Krishna, the person, comes from some impersonal source is also refuted by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Where are Gurukul boys? Can they say the verse? Avyaktam vyaktim apannam manyante mama buddhayaha. Krishna says that those who say that I have come, me, the person, Krishna, who is speaking to Arjuna, I have come from some avyakta, some unmanifest source, Krishna says they are abuddhayaha. People who say like this are foolish. Param bhavam ajananto mamavyayam anutamam. Such people, says Krishna, they do not know my supreme nature, that I don't come into being, I never die. All this is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Now, some people will say that, all right, we believe in God, but Krishna cannot be God. He has so many wives. How can God have so many wives? It seems to be immoral. Well, if it's immoral to have many wives, it's immoral to have one wife. Actually, if someone thinks that I have one wife, they are immoral. Because everything belongs to Krishna, everything belongs to God. If we think this woman is my wife, she is meant for serving me, that means that we think I am meant to be served. But we are all meant for serving Krishna, not that we are meant to be served ourselves. So in Vaishnava family life, husband and wife, they cooperate to serve Krishna. That is perfect family life. And Srimad Bhagavatam describes that Krishna not only had 16,108 wives, but he expanded himself into 16,108 forms, and he had 16,108 palaces. So he must be all-powerful because no one else but God could do that. And we should understand that the attraction between Krishna and his queens, that is not like the mundane sexual attraction that you see on the TV and the movies and the internet. That is a perfectly pure exchange of love with no mundane lust. Because we live in this world of lust, it is very difficult for us to understand. But it is a fact that Krishna is the supreme pure. As Arjuna states to Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Arjuna says to Krishna, you are the supreme reality. You are the supreme abode of everything. You are the supreme pure. So this sexual desire in this world is a perverse reflection of the original pure love between Krishna and all his devotees. The love between Krishna and the Gopikas of Vrindavan, that is on the topmost, highest platform of purity. If it were not so, then all the great acharyas, such as Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they would not worship Krishna if he was just some low-class, lusty person. They're not such fools that they would write so many books and dedicate their lives in the service of some immoral person. Now, it is true that it is difficult for us to understand the transcendental personality of Krishna. We are in the world of kaam, krodh, lobh, lust, anger, greed. And it is very difficult for us to understand the transcendentally spotless pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. But we should accept, as the great acharyas accept, that Krishna is supreme, and gradually we can learn Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, the science of knowledge of God. Now there are all kinds of different theories about Krishna. Some people say no person as Krishna ever existed. See, we don't have any bones. The archaeologists, they dig up bones just like dogs like to dig up bones. So they dig up bones and then they make theories about the past. But we have the record that Krishna came 5,000 years ago. That was recorded by Vyasa. And that is, again, that is accepted by so many great acharyas. The great acharyas, they are spiritually perfect persons with no attraction for this material world. They have accepted Krishna. Now, some people say that, yeah, all right, Krishna came 5,000 years ago, but he wasn't God. That is the same thing that Duryodhana and Shishupal and Kamsa said when Krishna was personally present. If Krishna is not supreme, then why would the Mahamuni Vyas take so much trouble to write so much about Krishna? Why would thousands of devotees since time immemorial dedicate their life in the service of Krishna? To deny that Krishna is God is also another kind of foolishness. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, avajananti mam murha manushin tanam ashritam. People who think that people who are murha, who are fools, who don't properly know me, they think that I'm just some kind of ordinary human being. But Krishna is not an ordinary human being. We are all born in this world according to karmic reactions. But Krishna comes to save us from our karmic reactions. Krishna first appeared before Devaki and Vasudeva, his transcendental parents, in the form of four-handed form of Narayana. This is all recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam and Vishnu Purana. So there is profuse evidence that Krishna is really the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now another thing we often hear is that there are many gods. There are so many different gods and they're all the same. But that is not the version of Shastra. Matah parataram nanyat, Krishna says, there is no one superior to me. Vedaisya sarvera hameva vedyaha. In all the Vedas, the object of knowledge is Krishna. There are various gods. In one sense, all of us could be said to be little gods. Just like in the family, the father could be said to be the Ishvara of the family. And the mother can be said to be the Shakti. So that's true in that sense. Everyone is a very small Ishvara. But we're not God. We're not Parameshwara. We may control our family to some extent. Although nowadays the children are trained not to follow their parents. But even if we control our family, still when we go to work, we're controlled by our boss. And everyone, every level you go, you'll find that there's someone who's controlling. So when we go to the highest level, who's the supreme controller? Ishvara Parama Krishna, that is Krishna. Because we are very small, we may think that all the gods are the same. Because the various gods like Shiva, Durga, Murugan, Ganapati, they're all very big compared to us. It's something, I'll give a mundane example. From a distance, we may see many hills. And from a distance, they may all look to be more or less the same height. But if you come closer, you can see they're of different heights, and one hill may be much higher than another. But from a distance, when the hills are shrouded in mist, we cannot differentiate clearly. Now, of course, many people will say Shiva is supreme, not Krishna. And again, in one sense, that is true. Shiva is known as Parameshvara. And his wife is known as Parameshvari. She's called Parameshvari because she's the controller of the material energy. In the Brahma Sanhita it is stated, Shushti, Stiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Shaktire, Ka, Chayeva yasya bhubanani bibharati durga ichchana rupam api yasya chacheshtate sa govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. This whole massive universe undergoes creation and destruction, and it is maintained. How much massive energy is required to create and maintain and destroy the whole universe? So the Shakti, the energy who does that, she is called Durga. But she creates, maintains and destroys just like the shadow of Govinda. Under his order, under his desire. So her husband is Parameshvara, Shiva. But they are the supreme controllers within the material sphere. Therefore, they are called Parameshvara. Within this whole mighty material cosmos, they are supreme. But beyond this material world, parastasmatu bhavanyo vyakto vyaktad sanatanaha, beyond this material world which is created and destroyed again and again, yasa sarveshu bhuteshu nashyatsu na vinashyati. There is the spiritual world which is never destroyed. That spiritual world is the abode of Vishnu. And you have seen the pictures of Shiva meditating. He is meditating on Vishnu in the spiritual world. Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surayo Diviva Chakshara Tatam. The godly people, they always meditate with divine eyes upon Vishnu in the Parampadam, in the spiritual world. And the chief godly person within this world is Lord Shiva. So he's always meditating on Vishnu. So from all perspectives, Krishna is real. It is not just some story. He is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the most important person. For every one of us, we need to be conscious of Krishna. Krishna is real and our eternal relationship with Him is real. Our eternal relationship is that He is supreme eternally and we are eternally His servants. Lord Shiva and Durga, they serve Vishnu by overseeing the whole material world. They are much, much greater than we are. But we can also serve Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Patrang Pushpang Palang Tawayam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati Tadahang Bhaktyuparitam Ashnami Prayatamanah. If anyone offers me, Krishna says, with genuine bhakti, even a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. So Krishna is real, and our eternal relationship with Krishna is real. We have so many relationships. Most of the men here have a relationship with one woman who is their wife. And the married women have a relationship with their husband. And we have relationships with children and parents and friends and enemies. I hope you all don't have too many enemies. But we have many relationships in this world. But they are all temporary. Before this body existed, we had no relationship, no particular relationship with the persons we now call our father and mother. So by the mighty force of time, sometimes we have a certain person as our father, a certain person as our mother, and then again by the force of time, these relationships are broken. So all these relationships in the material world, they're all temporary, tatkalaka, only for that time. It may seem very painful to hear this, but it's true. It's painful for us to hear this, because we have affection for our friends and our relatives. But we should know that our eternal relationship is with Krishna. That is our real relationship. We make relationships and have affection for people in this world because we have forgotten our eternal, real, loving relationship with Krishna. The satisfaction and the love that we seek life after life in various relationships, that can be found in our eternal, real relationship with Krishna. So we're not saying that you have to give up your family and friends. But by placing Krishna in the center of our lives, then we can make a real strong bond of love with our friends and relatives. Affection in this world is Maya. It binds us to this material world. But if we love others on the basis that I am a servant of Krishna, they're also a servant of Krishna, then that becomes a spiritual relationship. So the husband, instead of thinking that this woman, this wife, is meant for my satisfaction, and if the wife stops thinking that this husband is meant for my satisfaction, and they both think that we're supposed to live together for the satisfaction of Krishna, then that is a real spiritual relationship. As long as we forget our real relationship with Krishna, we have to go from one illusory situation in this material world to another. This human form of life is the opportunity to employ the intelligence given to us by Krishna to seek out our relationship with Krishna. As long as we think that my home, my family, this is real, this is the essence, then we are forced to go to another body again and again and again. But human life is meant for seeking out the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, who appeared in this world some 500 years ago or so. And he traveled all over this area, which is now known as Tamil Nadu, and purified it by the imprint of his lotus feet. Wherever he went, he simply asked people to chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram. Bhaja Krishna, Balo Krishna, Lao Krishna, Nam Krishna, Bina Keho Kichu Naba Vehoan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, worship Krishna, chant the name of Krishna, take the name of Krishna. No one should think of anything else except Krishna. So Krishna has given us, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna has given us this very effective and easy way to remember our to revive our real relationship with Krishna. And I can, on behalf of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, I can simply beg all of you that please don't waste your human life. It is very good that you have come here to hear about Krishna. But we simply pray to all of you that you daily chant the names of Krishna. We will not be here long. We will all have to die very soon. Here there are so many young boys, they're less than 10 years old. They will have to die soon. Soon means this life is kshanik, finished very quickly. Now we have the chance to be Krishna conscious. This chance won't last very long. If I told you that there's someone half a kilometer away from here throwing from a truck bundles of 2,000 rupee notes, 100, that means 2 lakhs in one bundle. If I told you, and if you believed me, there would be a stampede, this hall would empty immediately. Get 2 lakhs, when all you have to do is go there and they're just giving it away. Do you want me to all give you all 2 lakhs? And would anyone refuse? I'm not going to give you 2 lakhs. I'll give you something much, much better. There is a story in this regard that one man started worshipping Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva appeared to him and said, "What do you want?" He said, the man said, "I want the most valuable thing in the whole world." So Lord Shiva said, "Well, you better go to Vrindavan and see Sanatan Goswami. You go to Vrindavan, that's next to Mathura, in what is now called Uttar Pradesh. You go there, you ask anyone for Sanatan Goswami, they all know him, he's a sadhu, he lives there. So I don't have the most valuable thing, he has it, so you go and get it from him." So this man very eagerly went to Vrindavan and he found Sanatan Goswami. And he became surprised because he thought he must be living in a very big palace. But he was just sitting under a tree and he just had a little cloth covering him. And he was just sitting there chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." So the man thought, it doesn't look like he has the most valuable thing in the world. Anyway, Lord Shiva says he has, so I better ask him for it. So he went up to Sanatan Goswami and said, "Do you have the most valuable thing in the world?" Yes. "Can you give it to me?" "Yes." "So? All right, give it." So Sanatan Goswami said, "You see over there, there's a pile of garbage. You go and look in there. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You'll find there's some special looking stone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And that stone, if you touch it to anything, it'll turn into gold. It's called a Parashmani, touchstone." So the man very eagerly went and he looked through the garbage and he found one very special stone. He said to Sanatan Goswami, "This is it? This will touch everything to gold?" "Yeah." Bliss. Then he just thought, wait a minute, something wrong here. If it's the most valuable thing in the world, better than getting 2 lakhs thrown off the back of a truck, then why is he just giving it away to me like this? Something wrong here. And he said to Sanatan Goswami, I think you're cheating me. This is not the most valuable thing in the world. Sunan Goswami said, yeah, you're right. But it's what you might think is the most valuable thing in the world. But I know something much more valuable. So, can you give it to me? Yes? So give it. Okay, well first throw that touchstone back in the garbage. Okay, and he threw it back. Okay, what's the most valuable thing? Can you give it to me? So I tell him, you sit down next to me and you chant with me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the two of them were sitting together for some time chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After some time the man became impatient and he said, well, okay, but when are you going to give me the most valuable thing? He told him, you fool, this is the most valuable thing, chanting Hare Krishna. There's nothing, but you can go all over the three worlds. You can do anything you like, you won't get anything better than this. There's nothing better. This is real, this is true. If you accept, then no more birth and death. Go to Krishna to live happily in the service of Krishna forever. You can do the best service to your family members by encouraging them also to chant Hare Krishna. But you're going to have to give up attachments to all the useless things which we think are valuable. So live at home, chant Hare Krishna. Your home will become Vaikuntha if you always chant Hare Krishna. This is real. Krishna is real. Everything else is... anything conceived of outside of Krishna is simply illusory. What is that verse? Ritayatam napratiyeta napratiyeta chatmani. As Krishna told Lord Brahma, that I am reality, I am the truth. And anything that appears to be real, which is not seen in connection with me, it's not really real. It's like a reflection in the darkness. So, Tamasi Ma Jyotir Gamaya, come out of the darkness, come to the light. Krishna is the light. Krishna Surja Shama Maya Hoy Andaka Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhika. Krishna is just like the sun and Maya is just like darkness. So wherever there is Krishna consciousness, there is no more darkness of illusion. Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nam Hoite Hoi Sarva Jagat Nishta. In this Kali Yuga, Krishna has taken the avatar in the form of his holy names. The holy names can deliver the whole universe. Even persons like myself who are coming from a very sinful background, we can be delivered by the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. So what to speak of you who are all from this very pious land of Bharata, in which Krishna and Rama and all the avatars appear. So do not doubt that Krishna is real. Do not doubt that Krishna is real. Krishna is reality. Let us dedicate our lives in Krishna's service and come out of the darkness of this material existence of repeated birth and death. So thank you so much for listening very kindly and attentively. And if there are any questions, then we have the mic. If you'd like to ask any question, please raise your hand. Yeah, give the mic. I can't hear. Can't hear a thing. Better you speak in Tamil so everyone can understand. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, did you get it? Okay. Take the mic and say it in Tamil again. Say it in the mic also.
This
All right, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yeah, there's a question. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So you reply. That you can give Pramana from Kali Santanara Upanishad. Iti Shorasha Kam Nam Nam. But any name of Krishna, Vishnu, any name of Krishna, Vishnu you chant, that is all good. Then another question. So much? Do you want to repeat in Tamil? Why is anything wrong going on in this world? This world is the world of the rascals. We have all come to this world not to obey Krishna, but to defy Krishna. So Krishna gives us the opportunity to perform pious activities. And if we don't want to, we can perform sinful activities also. You should not vote for any party that won't stop cow slaughter. Don't vote for any party that won't stop cow slaughter. No one is serious about it. The whole age is so materialistic. People are more interested in money than in dharma. So we have to purify people's consciousness so that they won't engage in so many horrible activities. That purification of consciousness comes by chanting the holy names of Krishna. cow is in this world, we should worship her and care for her. Krishna has given us the cow, we should worship her and care for her. But sinful people, instead of taking that opportunity, they do the terrible crime of killing cows. You can see at our ISKCON center in Salem, we have a very nice goshala. You can go and visit that also. How many of you are aware that the ISKCON devotees there in Salem are building a large temple for Radha and Krishna? Please, if you're aware, put your hands up. You all know, right? Put your hands up. So many of you know. Okay. So please come and visit, you're all most welcome. Especially we celebrate many festivals there. The next major festival is Rath Yatra. So if you'd like to be informed of different festivals, you can give your name, we're at the book table, and we'll send you a WhatsApp message or whatever. We're very grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he gave us this gift of Krishna consciousness. And we'd like to invite you to join the family of Vaishnavas here in Salem district. So please, if you'd like to attend our festivals, you just give your name there and we'll give you information whenever there's any upcoming festival. Now there's one man there with a question, is it? Yeah, I think that this sound is not very good, so I think better he comes to the front and speaks. This mic is useless, so maybe it's because of there's a lot of echo in this hall, isn't it? So better you just come up and speak. If anything bad happens in this world, every people will, they will say that God doesn't exist. Really? Okay.
A girl got killed in a temple.
When was that? If there is God, why do bad things happen in the world? That's the question.
What will be the solution if you can give those people?
Yeah, okay. It It's a common question. It's a common question. If God is all good and all powerful, then why does He allow bad things to happen? Considering this, many people don't believe in God. The fact is that God gives us a limited amount of independence. God, Krishna, wants us to love Him. If we love Him and serve Him, then we'll be in our proper position and we'll be fully happy. Love is the basic principle of existence. And Krishna is the central object of love. But love means voluntary. We have enough independence that we can choose to serve Krishna or choose not to serve Krishna. If we choose not to serve Krishna, we come to this material world where the atmosphere is one of forgetting Krishna. In this material world, everyone is trying to enjoy themselves. This creates competition. And different people, they exploit others and mistreat others. Is there anyone here who can say that they never mistreated someone else? Is there anyone here who can say they never acted in a way that they didn't, that was taking advantage of someone else, exploiting them? So, everyone is trying to get advantage over everyone else. Thus, people perform sinful activities. Sinful activities lead to reactions. And as people become more and more severely sinful, there are more and more severe reactions. In human society, as lust and greed are promoted more and more, there is more sinful action and more severe karmic reactions. By misuse of our independence, we create a situation in which the world is increasingly horrible. That is misuse of our, it's our own choice. Krishna can stop all bad things. Then then he has to stop the whole material world. Then he will stop our independence. Then there is no possibility for us to love. Purusha sukha dukkhanam bhuktritve hetu ruchyate. We get good and bad situations, we ourselves are the cause. Okay, I'll finish there. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.